The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hi, I'm Christy, and we're here for Heat 2 of the Cambridge Band Competition from the Portland Arms. We're going to start off by hearing from the under 18s, and our first band is Hungry. They used to be known as Mrs. Patterson, and they're a four-piece indie band from Cambridge. Okay, so hi guys, you have to bear with me because you're all really tall and I'm not, so I'm going to be stretching to reach you. I'll go around and get your names.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Kyle.
He's not in it, but...
Kyle, what are you doing here? Okay, so you are...
I'm Jacob. This is
our mate. I'm Stan.
I'm Kit.
And together you are...
The Hungry, or Hungry.
Which and you
hungry?
Previously you were something else, weren't you?
Mrs. Patterson before.
Why did you change the name, guys?
Richard, in repeat, he did our name wrong three times when we played here. He called us Miss Robinson, and I had a slight feeling of frustration, so we had to change it to Hungry.
And why Hungry?
I just really like food. I just rate eating. Like, eating's just quality.
So have you played anywhere big before this?
We play Relevant Records and this place once.
Planning to do any more gigs after this?
Well, just as many as possible.
And how old are you all?
I'm 14.
15.
15?
Do you go to the same school or college or anything?
I go to Combaton Village College. He goes to Combaton Village College. And then Kit goes to...
Parkside.
And are you planning to go to uni or anything after this, or are you just going to carry on gigging everywhere?
I'm not going to uni, so you can follow the band dream and tour the universe.
Big dreams there, big dreams. So what are your main influences to your music?
Well, Jacob, one of our songs all on the Watchtower. It sounds more like the Hendrix version, but we did it because of Bob Dylan, because he really, really likes Bob Dylan. And I mean, so do I, but... Other than that, like Arctic Monkeys, Beatles, stuff like that.
The Beatles, just the Beatles. Only the Beatles.
Only the Beatles, nothing else, no?
I only know the Beatles, it's the only band I actually know. So, yes, the Beatles.
And so who would you say was the front runner of the band? If you had to put someone forward and say, it would be Jacob, would it? Is it because he talks the most?
Yeah. Everything, all of the gigs, all of practices, it's always him that's like getting it all done. Yeah.
And who writes the songs?
Jacob.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
This song is called All Right, All Right.
I saw your face in a magazine. Oh, well, I guess I could have been imagining things going through my fingers. None of the past still lingers, but clinging on so tight, trying to make things right. I've been clinging on so tight, 2 weeks and I'll be alright. Darling, pull me closer, I'm scared of being alone. It's starting to feel so cold now, me and you melting in the snow. How I do when I'm all alone, and the creatures all just pick at my eyes. The corpse of my friend was eaten by flies. He left without saying goodbye. It's right. Darling, hold me closer. I'm scared of being alone. I'm starting to feel so cold now. You melted in the snow. I'll make you care, and maybe you'll see my side. My favorite waking nightmare, look inside your eyes. And one day I'll make you care, and maybe you'll see my side. My favorite waking nightmare, the look inside. Darling, hold me closer. starting to feel so cold now, melting in the snow. And one day I'll make you care, and maybe you'll see my side. My favorite waking nightmare, the look inside your eye.
Really enjoyed that. Next up, we've got Shannon Elston. And how old are you?
I'm 17.
Do you go to college, school, anywhere around here?
Sixth form over in Haverhill, Summer Yard Academy.
Amazing. And today you played with?
I played with Matt today, which usually I wouldn't. I'd usually play with my brother for one of the songs on Kahong, but he decided to go paintballing with his friends instead.
Amazing. So now he's being embarrassed on radio for that, yeah?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
And is this the first gig you've ever played, or...?
No, I've been playing for several years now, all over the place, different gigs and festivals. I was also in Bury Sound competition, so second competition of the year is a bit scary.
And what festivals have you played at? I'm interested.
Strawberry Fair, Homegrown Festival, yeah, just trying to get into more, I guess.
And what would you say the biggest one you've ever played was?
Oh my gosh, I guess Strawberry Fair is quite well known, so I'll possibly say Strawberry Fair, to be honest with you.
And after this, what do you see yourself doing? So like 5 years down the line, where are you going to be?
I just want to keep building on my music, really. All I've ever done is put my emotions, my thoughts into my music and been able to share it with people. So it's just kind of seeing where it goes, really.
And you write them all yourself, yeah?
Yeah, I occasionally play a few covers for a bit of fun, but it's all my original stuff usually.
And what are your influences? Who are your favourite bands or singers that you take inspiration from?
To be honest, I've always said I don't want to be like anyone else. I just want to be me.
What an answer to just be yourself. That's really, really good. Thank you so much.
This is If You Don't. You don't believe that.
Next up, we have Chloe and Gianni. Chloe is just 12 years old, and the duo have recently changed their sound.
This next song is about the first boy who broke my heart, and I was only 9, so not exactly a huge heartbreak. Like, I got over it. I used to love you. I could barely believe that you were mine. But we can't go on like this, 'cause you make me feel so small. So that's the end, and I'm out for it. No more, no more. 'Cause you can push me over.
So you were the last act up. How old are you both?
I'm 12 years old.
I'm 17.
And do you both go to school, college?
Yeah, college.
Which college do you go to?
New College, Stamford.
And I go to Bourne Grammar School.
And so how long have you been working together as a band?
Ever since July, we were practicing for a gig, and then we started playing together.
Okay, and how many songs have you put together then between you?
Two together, but that we've already written and then put together as like a whole piece, like 10-ish.
That's a lot of songs. Are any of them on any social media? Like, where can we find you guys on social media?
Yeah, most of them are on YouTube and
Facebook.
What are you on Facebook?
Gianni Solana and Chloe Lorenzen.
Perfect. And is this the first gig you guys have ever done?
No. We've done a lot. I don't know how many a lot is. 25-ish.
So what's the biggest gig you've played?
I've played with my favourite singer, Brandi Carlile, in front of 8,000 people for it in America, in a Portland zoo.
Amazing.
She put up this CD that she was trying to get Adele on, because it was cover stories to get people buy it, and the money all goes to a charity called War Child. But then I put this video on YouTube where I sang, and Adele saw the video, and then she said yes to Brandy, so it was kind of a celebration, I guess.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, guys. Thanks, it's been great. Wow, what a voice for a 12-year-old. Next up, we have Gabby River, now playing guitar, singing and writing her own original songs. Gabby is hoping she can make her musical passion her future career.
Okay, so this next original is, well, actually one of my favourites, and it is about one of my, he's my gay best friend, and his name's George, and he's very interesting. So I thought I'd write a song about him. We've been friends since we were about 3, so this is called Being Young. I hope you like it.
At the end of Heat 2, the under-18s part of the competition, MC Mark McGiven announced the judges' result, and the winner was Gabby Rivers. In addition, the fans in Cambridge band Hungry cheered loud enough to edge them into the lead in the audience cheer with one heat left to go.
Okay, so I have two more songs for you guys, and this one is called Stop Trying, and it's basically about how you don't have to try too hard to please anybody else. Stop trying. stop trying. These words should never be said, and this is why they should be put to bed. These words should never be said, and this is why they should be put to bed. Don't know, let it go, take control, stop trying, stop trying, stop trying, stop trying.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio. We're here at Cambridge Band Competition and we've now finished with the under 18s. Next we've got the over 18s. First act is Fix, a four-piece alternative rock band from Cambridge. So how did you all meet?
I knew Seb's dad because he worked at Digital Village about 10 years ago. And one Christmas Eve, I went in to get something for Christmas. And he said, I was about nine at the time, it was 10 years ago now. And he said, oh, I've got a son who really wants to jam. 3 years later, we actually did that. And we've been doing stuff together since. And then I met George because he turned up to one of our gigs when it was just me and Seb. We used to be a two-piece. George came along to one of our gigs, was incredibly overexcited, and went, oh, I could play bass for you, I could play bass for you. And about a month later, I took him up on that offer, and it's been brilliant since.
I've known him since year seven, went to school with him, and we always made music together. And then about last year, I joined this band.
Cool, and together you are Fix, and you've been that way since last year then, I guess, yeah?
With the four of us since late 2016. Yeah. We've been called Fix, me and Seb have been doing stuff as Fix since 2014.
And what's the biggest thing you've done together so far?
Cambridge Junction, I think. Was that the biggest thing we did? Or was it... Probably. Yeah, we had did the three of us, because George didn't play with us for a bit. Yeah, there was this big sort of outdoors thing at Houghton and Witten. Yeah. That was pretty big. But yeah, Cambridge Junction is the four of us, yeah.
Amazing. And what do you hope to do in the future, like in 5 years' time, where do you see you guys?
Probably just advancing, getting a bit bigger, releasing more, yeah. Playing as much as we can.
Spreading, sort of getting our music out of just the Cambridge area into other parts of the UK would be really nice. I mean, we enjoy playing gigs of all sizes as long as people are enjoying our music, really. Although Seb's dad's recently just played Wembley Arena after many years of hard work, so we've got that to aspire to.
Why did your dad play Wembley, Seb?
He's did a tour with the Osmonds, and yeah, he's doing that kind of in and out at the moment.
So you've got big boots to fill, basically.
I guess so, yeah.
Amazing, thanks so much, guys.
It's called Always On My Mind, here we go. Thank you.
Really enjoyed that one. Next up after Fix, we've got Code of Conduct, a three-piece fun time punk rock band based in Mildenhall.
Everybody scream! Was this life laid before me? Will it be rich or simply empty? It won't be free. Come to pay the lady for her fee. That was just for me. Come with me, follow me. It's so easy as can be, and it feels so good to me. You made me feel like a Ferris wheel. You got me spinning out of control. All I want is this to end, so that we can be good friends. You get one chance to make this count. That's what life is all about. Easy come and easy go. I say yes and you say no. Oh, here we go. Come with me, follow me. It's so easy as can, and it feels so good to me. You made me feel like a Ferris wheel. You got me spinning out of control. All I want is this to end, so that we can be good friends. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Oliver Hayden on the drums. Everyone think to that, that was pretty good, right?
I'm Tom DePetre, I play bass.
I'm Jay Vickery and I play guitar.
I'm Ollie Hyten and I play the drums.
And together you are?
Code of Conduct.
Lovely. And how long have you been together as a band for then, guys?
We've been together for 3 years. Ollie's joined us for a year now.
It's over a year now.
Oh, yeah.
Over a year now. And what sort of a vibe would you say that your band has?
Good answer.
Yeah, that was, good answer.
Good answer. I would say energetic pop punk. Yeah.
Is there a specific song that you play that gets everyone going the most, do you reckon?
All of them.
All of them. That's a good answer.
I don't know.
A Rebel Radio, probably say. That's one of our originals, yeah.
I'm going to listen out for that one.
Yeah. It's actually on the Onside charts at the minute, so.
Amazing. Yeah, I've probably heard it, yeah. Amazing. And so, have you done any big gigs before this?
We recently played at the Shed in Leicester. That booked us a slot for Glaston Budget for this year in May. We played down the Hope and Anchor, which you two have played there before back in the old days, and that was pretty good. So yep, Hunter Club and Bury. It's one of our...
Cool. And where do you plan to be in like 5 years from now, band-wise?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be driving a Lamborghini, so, yeah. No.
Speak it into existence and all that, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's doable.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. And where are you all from?
I'm from, well, we're all pretty much from Bury area. So I'm from a village near Bury. So about 20 minutes from Bury.
And
around the same area, really, aren't we? So, yeah.
Cool. And who would you say was the front runner of the band? If you had to put someone forward that was the one that talks the most and is the loudest and is the most confident and he calls the shots, who are you putting forward?
I'd say... While we're playing Jay, when we're not talking, probably me, yeah.
Share thing, really, isn't it? Sort of like an equal thing between both of us. So it's like, yeah.
If it's interviews, it's probably me doing the talking. But if it's getting stuff organised, it's Tom. And then when we're on stage, it's Jay.
Okay, so what's the difference between the Bury music scene and the Cambridge music scene then, guys?
Oh, there's a massive, massive difference. I think Bury's very indie at the moment, it seems, wouldn't you say?
Say so, but I don't think Cambridge like us. This is our first Cambridge gig, but hopefully we can turn that around tonight.
Don't say that.
I've seen punk bands in Cambridge before. I think Cambridge is better than Bury.
There's more,
oh,
yeah, I can't say that. That's my hometown. But no, just because there's more people that like, there's a wider diversity in Cambridge.
Tonight is going to be a bit hard now.
Oh, my house is going to be on fire.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we have Lunar Echoes. You may remember them from the New Music Generator show on Cambridge 105 Radio. And they're coming at us with a cocktail of rock and electronica.
Right, so second song we're going to play is our debut single, Stockholm Syndrome.
Let's see some movement, yeah?
Think about the mess we left behind.
Okay, so first I'm going to go around and get everybody's names.
Okay. So I'm Ben Nunn.
I'm Mark. Also Ben.
And I'm Ronnie.
And you're the newest member, yeah?
Yes, I am.
How are you finding it, transitioning into a band that had already formed and you've come in with all this new energy? How are you finding it?
Well, believe it or not, they had already formed, that's true, but then they were looking for something different. So it was a bit of a new adventure for all of us. However, we just clicked. I just met them once and we just started sort of like jamming and it just worked and it was amazing.
And that does come through in your music. I've heard some of your singles on the Unsigned Chart Show and it sounds like you've been there forever, like you're just a...
Cool.
You're all together. It sounds really good. So, being in the Unsigned Chart, what would you say your most successful single would have been?
Well, we've only had the one. So, in terms of this lineup. No, it's all right. Don't worry. It's fine. So, I mean, so Stockholm Syndrome, like, it's sat at number three quite comfortably. But but I have to say, though, it's cool because, I mean, yeah, this thing, well, Lunar Echoes has only been really kind of public since December, January. And, you know, the fact that we've had the consistency and support from everyone is, like, absolutely amazing. So we really appreciate it. And it's awesome that, you know, you're giving us the support. So thank you. It won't be, there will be more in the Unsigned Chart. Probably.
I believe you.
You just went out there. There'll be more. Hopefully, there will be more coming on. Really, so hopefully, that's how we put it. Like, that's how we place it.
Kind of looked like really like 20 weeks again. No, but that's assuming we get 20 weeks. Of course, so.
I don't do well when I'm like competing because I do believe that everything sort of like deserves space to be, and you know, like everyone has something to say. So I just love that about music. And when I'm, you know, when I'm in an Unsigned Chart or something like that, and I really feel the pressure, but it's fine, it's cool.
You can't be doing that well because you've got a groupie hailing all the way from Canada.
I know, right? I know, that's really cool. Thank you, Leanne. Oh my God. We're embarrassing her, yes. That's what friends do.
So what's the biggest amount of people that you've played to since forming as Lunar Echoes, do you reckon?
So this is actually our third show, so we're still kind of finding our feet with it. But like the first gig we did, I can't remember how... Yeah, it was Nambuka in London. We had a good crowd down for that, probably about 60, 70, like for us.
But it was quite big. To be the first gig, if you think about it, it was quite cool. Yeah. A lot of support that came through, so it was just, yay!
That's amazing. So playing the gigs, what would you say the song that you play gets the most, the crowd going the most? Everyone's like, yeah, that's the favourite one.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think it might be the song that we end on, which is Radio Silence. That's quite a kind of upbeat, kind of dancey tune, so we always try and get people hyped up for that one. So I would say that one. Don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I'd...
And is that your favourite? Yeah.
That's my favourite to play, definitely.
Your favourite? Is it your favourite?
It's all right. There's one we did called Strangers, which I like better. But, you know,
he's a pop soul.
This is why... So Mark is our drummer, and this is why we don't let him have a microphone.
But the drums are so important.
Yeah, they are.
Now we've got Flashback Photograph, a three-piece, upbeat, foot-tapping folk rock band.
Hi, I'm Gary.
I'm Matt.
Julian.
Adam.
And together you are?
Flashback Photograph.
I can't tell any of you apart because you're all wearing makeup. What's inspired the makeup, I need to know?
Kiss. You know the band Kiss? We're just trying to rip them off, basically.
Oh, brilliant. Great to know.
It inspires it as a Day of the Dead. So we have the skull, the candy skull is our emblem that we have. And we try to replicate it, but we change it up a bit. So
like a Mexican kind of theme.
And who does the makeup for you?
Gary does the makeup for all of us, and then he also does his own.
Backup employment makeup artist?
Yeah, well, maybe if Mac will have me or anyone else, you know, it'll be a fullback job, I suppose, if it doesn't work out.
And where do you all come from then?
Do you want to answer that one? Because we're all sort of...
Yeah, originally we're all from Peterborough. I live in Cambridge. You're Huntingdon.
Yeah.
And then you two are from Peterborough, aren't you? So, yeah.
So all very close to each other. And how did you form the band? How did you get together?
Gary started the band, probably 6 years ago?
About that, yeah, about 6 years, yeah.
I joined about 5 years ago. Adam joined us 3 years ago. And Bobby's just come on board to do bass for us, so I'm free to do some folky things.
How many songs are you going to play today?
I think it's about seven, isn't it? Seven or eight? Seven, yeah. So we've got half an hour, but as soon as we're last on, we might get an extra one maybe to play if we're lucky.
And what's your favourite one to play, each of you?
Oh, that's a difficult one. We like playing our original stuff. We love playing our own music. So for me, We have a song called Flashback Photograph, and that's my favourite one. We're playing it tonight.
I personally think our best song is a little number called Sands and Sea. It's really good.
I have to agree.
Yeah, Sands and Sea is the best.
And you're going to be playing both of those songs tonight, yeah?
Probably not Sands and Sea, because they make me want to play this song, and it's such a... We're in like a bit of a rock category tonight, which is great for a folk band. But yeah, so Sands and Sea is a very slow song for, you know, you and your missus having a bit of a dance. But so that ain't going to go down well at a rock night.
We'll see how things play out.
What would you say your biggest influences as a band then, musically?
So when I started it, it was more Johnny Cash. There's a bit of Elvis in there. You've Mumford and Sons, obviously, and you've got a lot of the country up and coming things that have sort of, there's little twangs in there, country. So yeah, they're probably, Mumford and Sons was by far probably one of the biggest influences with the banjo and got a bit of uke in there. So yeah,
amazing. Thanks so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, this song is called Flashback Photograph, and if you would like to sing along, You'll get the lyrics, because there's not many of them. She went ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da. You better go. She went ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da. You better go. Would count around the clock for our days to pass, because they won't last. We would sit and never laugh. Should have known back then that it would done last. And I never could have known this pain would feel that bad. But looking back at my flashback photograph, ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da, you better go. She went ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da, you better go. Time, no turning back. Restless nights on the sofa, so hard on your back. If I could turn it, I'd turn it back. But we all know the time don't work. Yeah, and I never could have known this pain would feel that bad. But looking back, my flashback thought, she went ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da, just fucking go. She went ba 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 da ba da ba ba da bo. She went ba 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 da ba da, you better go. And she went home. She went home, she went home, she
So, Aaron, audience cheer. So last week, the leaders of the audience cheer were the John Preston Tribute Band. I'm afraid there's a new audience cheerleader, and it's one of the bands from tonight. Flashback photograph, you are leading the audience cheer.
It has been a pleasure, people. Thank you. Do you remember being young when nothing seemed so bad and everything you need you had? Nowadays they fly so fast, they never seem to last, and everyone you knew has left you. And so you stand here all alone, only with the one thought. And a voice keeps saying, I wanna go home. Take me home, I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Whoa, take me home, I wanna go home. So take me back to when we played in those hazy summer days, when everything was always as it seemed, when we could do nothing wrong, and everything I did, it played out like a song. I wanna go home. Take me home, I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Whoa, take me home, I wanna go home. Woo! Being young was oh so fun, but it went too fast. Now these days are my last. Now I stand at the golden gates, he offers me his hand, but a voice keeps saying, I wanna go home. Take me home, I wanna go home. Everything was always as it seemed, when we could do nothing wrong, and everything we did played out like a song. Take me back to when we played in those hazy summer days, when everything was always as it seemed, when we could do nothing wrong, and everything we did played out like a song. I wanna go. Thank you, everybody. Cheers.
Wow. What a rush. Who has won Heat 2 outright? Judges' favourite going through to the final on April 27th at the Junction. One. Lunar Echoes. Woo!
Every one of you. We're Lunar Echoes and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you.
I want to thank you all so much for listening. It's been a really enjoyable experience here. And a big congratulations to the winner of the Under 18s, Gabby River, and to the Over 18s winner, Lunar Echoes. I'm Christy and I'll be back next week for more highlights from the Cambridge Band Competition at the Portland Arms. Coming up next is Evening Under Lamplight, and that's after the latest from the Sky News Centre on Cambridge 105 Radio.